We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at aeonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back, beautiful people, to another gathering of momentum number 25. Now, as you will have noticed, I've been really getting right into the nitty-gritty of health, foundational health. That's the last couple of interviews we've been talking about beautiful products and technologies which are helping people to energize their lives and not just survive but thrive. So today, the most important thing for me, the basis of all health, is water, you know. And people are getting to the point now where they're like, all right, maybe I should do some bottled water. Tap water's not too great. You know, a bit of alkalinity. We're kind of getting there slowly, but what we need to do is take the kind of quantum leap into water and what water is. And to understand what that is, we need to really understand what makes perfect water and what makes structured water. This is a word that's been coming up a lot lately called structured water. And we're seeing some little vortexing devices. We're seeing these really expensive ionizers which are being pushed everywhere. So today I've got Bernie Duffy on, and he's created and designed a product which is basically gonna replace all the old water filtration systems and the way we used to use water. Because water was all about filtering and putting it through membranes and things like that, which tears the actual structure of the water apart. It releases the memory and the energy because it's being forced through a little gauze. And what that means, that's creating water which is not really conducive for good health. It's not charged water, it's lost its memory. And so today we'll have a big chat about water. We're gonna get in as far as we can so you guys can understand how this product works and why it's so special. And then what we're gonna see is people basically getting into a sense of well-being and healing that they've never probably reached before, because we are 75% water. The earth's got 75% water on there. So water carries memory. If we have water in us which is not great, that's gonna be giving us the memory or the toxicity which is in tap water, which is not beneficial, not conducive to life. So thank you so much, Bernie, for coming on this YouTube. It's timely, absolutely timely, where people are really searching, and especially to do with whole house systems. We're like, oh great, I can filter my tap water in one tap in the house, but then there's a shower, then there's a hose outside the garden, I'm watering my garden, then there's the other taps in the house, the laundries, the back bathroom. And it's like, man, what do we have to do to create a system that can not only create beautiful water, but also protect us from the contaminants and the E. coli's and the things and all the rust and the lead and all the crap which is in our water sources. So thank you so much for coming on, and maybe give us a bit of a rundown on and how about this product came about and how long it took to create and what it actually does for the people out there.
Okay. First of all, we look at nature, Nate, and our water structures in nature when it tumbles over rocks, like in a stream. So it needs to vortex left and right at the same time and crash on itself. And when that happens, the molecules changes from H2O to H3O2. Now, Gerard Pollack, he only discovered that in 2011, so even scientists today don't know about it, and they say it's not possible, but it is. And you know, when water freezes, it expands. H2O, when it's frozen, becomes H3O2. When it melts, it shrinks back to H2O.
Right.
You freeze our water, our pH perfect water, it doesn't rise at all. That proves that it's H3O2. Mm. Before I show you the implement, the other thing to consider too is you need energy for health. So when someone drinks H2O, every cell in their body uses the infrared rays of the sun to convert H2O to H3O2. So it costs you a lot of energy each day converting water.
Right.
And you have dehydration problems and so on. Now, the device I've created is called a Home Edge. And when the water, it goes between the water meter and your home on the inlet water line, or if you're on tank water, between the pump and your house. Now, when the water runs through, it energizes and structures it. Now, Nate, three things happen when water structures. Number one, neutralizes all your toxins and heavy metals, so you forget about fluoride, chlorine, all the nasties. And there's a lot more in town water than people realize. The World Health Organization, they analyzed all the major cities around the world, and they found over 756 contaminants in water. 18 are cancer-producing properties and 26 are carcinogenic. So there's a lot more than fluoride and chlorine and lead and so on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's good.
yeah, it's good for health.
Now, this goes on, like I said, on the inlet water line, and it structures the water. So number one, it neutralizes all your toxins and heavy metals. Number two, it dissolves calcium. So for city people, you don't get that scaling build-up on your shower screen or your hot water system. And the third one is it kills anaerobic bacteria. So if you've got a tank and there's E. coli or Giardia in the tank, it's not going to hurt you. It kills it. Now, this implement, this product here, it never needs servicing because it's an energizer. It's not like an old filter where you've got to replace something. When the water goes into it, it's vortexing left and right and crashing on itself, the same as if it's running around rocks, and it does that around 40 times on the way through.
What I want to say also, you said about the tap, people with tank water. Okay. I hear a lot of this conversation and banter in on the internet, because I've got quite a big following on YouTube and Facebook, and people message me and go, "Oh, Nate, I'm drinking rainwater," and it's like, but it's not raining that often, and it's raining down aluminium, barium, strontium, and all the contaminants that are floating around in the sky. But then it's sitting in a tank, and it's just sitting there, not moving for like years. Some of the water is never actually shifting because it's going down slowly, and that's really dead water. You know, the water hasn't been vortexed for a long time, and then you can have a lot of things growing in rainwater tanks, and you don't want to be running it through ozone and all these different techniques and the infrared lights, because you're just destroying the water once again. So you want to be getting that water and bringing it back to life. So yeah. when you water with these devices, I know structured water is much more absorbable for the human body, and we basically take it in much better. Is this going to be something where when you're watering the garden, we're going to see the garden growing much faster? Because I've used the product in the past, and I've done a few tests on plants and it structured the water, and the plants were growing much better. Is this going to happen with this product too?
Yes, of course. Just back to tank water, Nate.
Yeah.
Two things with tank water. Number one, H2O, there's no real health benefits in H2O because of the fact that you're losing energy converting it to H3O2. So number one, you've got to bring it to life. Number two, anything you drink below 7 pH creates oxidation in your body.
Right.
Today rain's only 5.6, so you need to make it alkaline.
Right.
So the three properties of perfect water are energy, structure, and alkalinity.
Right.
This product gives you energy and structure. You only need an alkaline machine, and you've got perfect water for your body.
Right.
So, Nate, I've had these go around Australia in caravans, and one lady especially came back to tell me that it was a new tank, so it tasted like plastic anyway.
Mm.
And some of the bore water out west in our country really stinks and it's discoloured.
Yeah.
Didn't matter what went in the tank, everything ended up perfect, clear water.
Right, wow.
And a lot of people forget too, when we talk about homes, when you shower, your skin's your largest organ. Mm. Organ. And people don't realise when you shower, your skin absorbs about a litre of water. So right. Instead of getting a nice dose of chemicals, you get the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spoken to a lot of people over the years, and that they think they got it all covered because they've got a filter on their tap and to drink, but they don't realise when they shower their history.
Exactly. And the thing is with the shower water, it's being heated up as well, so it's creating a gas, and then the pores of your skin are opening, so it's going straight into the skin, it's crossing into the muscle, going into the blood-brain barrier, then it's going straight into the brain and the stomach, and it's not being filtered out by the kidneys or liver and things like that. And they say that the skin is like the third kidney. They call the skin the third kidney, you know, and that's why your body tries to detox toxins out of the kidney when the lymphatic system's not working either. So that's something people need to, we need to get out of the tap water, guys, and stop showering in it. Like, everyone's like, yeah, I'm not drinking fluoride anymore. It's like, yeah, you are. You're getting a liter and a half a day every time you shower, and it's going straight into your brain. And now we're seeing, since fluoride was introduced 40 years ago, the decline of the IQ of the human race has dropped between 8 and 16 points, and that's exactly what fluoride does in studies. So the difference between 15 points and IQ is someone with average intellect to a complete moron. So we're seeing this happening all around us, and I'm trying to prevent this in a way.
And the other thing too, Nate, when chlorine heats up, it turns into a carcinogen.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to avoid all of that. And acidic tissue waste, that's the buildup of acidic tissue waste in the body, that's the root cause of all the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, gout, irritable bowel syndrome, psoriasis, eczema, overweight and so on.
Yep.
And everyone that's bought our systems had a result, a positive result from all of those. So it's reversed most of the symptoms to the point where it's hardly noticeable anymore.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is, yes. And the other thing too, your body only heals when it's asleep.
Mm.
And with this product, you wake up feeling like you're younger again. You're just ready to go for the day.
Well, and the reason why I wanted to do the interview with you now is because I have been drinking the water. I've had it on my motorhome for a little while. And it's interesting because I collect my rainwater off the roof usually, but I do cook up to town water, and I have a couple of basic filters on the back, but it's not enough. You know what I mean? Just a couple of basic filters it gives you the sense that things are better, but really it's more so a bit of taste, a bit of mouthfeel and things like that. So I actually had a shower on this property I stay on. There's an outdoor shower, and I haven't had an outdoor shower or a normal shower for years and years because I always shower in my bus. I've got a filter on there, filter here, filters everywhere, and it's rainwater. So I've done the best I can without structuring the whole bus. But I had a shower the other day, and my skin was dry all over. My face was dry. So I've gotten used to showering in this beautiful structured water, and then when I went and showered in a normal shower, My body wasn't used to it, and it was just dry all over, and I was rubbing coconut oil in everywhere, and I was like, man, that water is actually terrible. But seeing we're in that really oxidative water and contaminant-filled water, our body has to like fight it. So it kind of starts getting used to it and using this energy to keep your skin moist and things like that. So that's energy that would have been used for DNA repair, facial rejuvenation, hormone rebalancing, getting rid of toxins. Instead, it's fighting the water we're showering in, which is supposed to clean us. So we're kind of doing a 180 and going in reverse by even stepping into this water. Now, do you also, there's also an irrigation size one for farming and also for pools. Is that right?
Yes. And here's the thing with water, Nate. I've stopped pushing the pool ones simply because a lot of people think of their pocket rather than their health.
Right.
Okay. Now, they don't realise water takes on your emotions. Everything that water passes through, it picks up the emotions or you, the way you are. And the people that had this on their house and then got the pool one, it's just magic water. There's no toxins or anything in it because it kills anaerobic bacteria, so you don't have to worry about little Johnny doing his whatever in the pool. But they walk out and the pool's beautiful, and they may only put a little bit of chlorine in to clear it up once or twice a year.
Okay.
But as soon as you turn the pump on, everything's neutralised.
Wow.
But on the other side, people that think from their pocket bought a pool one, they go home and they've got doubts in their mind. They don't understand it or they don't they have never tasted it. With this, the proof's in the pudding.
Yes.
So to speak, and it's like if you grew up in the desert and you never ever tasted an ice cream and I was trying to tell you about a chocolate ice cream, you'd have no idea until you actually had a lick.
Totally.
And that's what this is like. So the people have brought it from their pocket just to save money on salt and chloride and chemicals and all that. They'd walk out of the morning and they'd have doubts and they go, oh, it's not clear. It's not clearing up. We can't clear it up.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. that's the thing. Structured water is kind of quantum level technology, and a lot of people have to wrap their head around how it works. A lot of science doesn't understand how it works. So at least with a house one, when you start there, you can feel it. As soon as it goes through, the water has a different feel to it. I noticed the pressure in my motorhome too was increased a little bit too. So why does structured water increase the pressure?
Okay, there's actually space in structured water, same as ice.
Okay.
When water freezes compared to when it melts, it shrinks back the H2O. But when you structure water, there's actually space in the water, so it increases the pressure to the house at the same rate that ice expands.
Right.
So you get a little bit more pressure whether you're on tank or town water. And that's another thing Jared Pollock found, that was space. He called it an EZ zone, easy zone. And it trapped the toxins and heavy metals and doesn't let your body absorb them, takes it through, and it becomes quantum physics how it's neutralized because as you know, that's all about vibration and energy. And because water vibrates at a much higher rate than toxins or heavy metals, they only estimate that's how it neutralizes back to a substance that's not harmful.
Okay.
And when you think about it, H2O2 is peroxide, H3O2 is water. Right. One atom, and you've got a completely different story.
Right, wow. And for people out there, EZ zone is an exclusion zone. And when structured water creates an exclusion zone, it heavily negates solutes. So it basically forces solutes out of the cells and pushes things out. So structured water is really good for, we can't use the word detoxing because we'll get in trouble by the TGA, but it's really good for the excretion of waste and the rebalancing of the body. So get that one in hyphens. It's really, really profound for that. And some of the results I've seen, even to do with a product that I use at Structures Water, just by drinking the water for 30 days, for a month, sorry, 28 days or 30 days, they showed a 47% decrease in heavy metals and also an increase in the uptake of minerals and nutrients. So what it's doing is making the body work faster and more efficiently because it's cleaning out the detoxification channels, and it's also allowing the body to absorb minerals and nutrients because the cell water in our body is structured water. So H2O, that is the water that's in the cells of our body. So we're mimicking what we've got in us. Rather than putting in H2O, then the body converting it into H2O, we're putting it straight in and mimicking it. So, I mean, what a great step to avoid that process altogether.
And that's all about hydration, mate. Water, when it's forced through a pipe under pressure, the molecules lose their energy. And they cluster. Now, all water clusters, all water molecules, but when they're tired, they're very large clusters. And it's been scientifically proven, you drink town water, your body can use around 18%, 82% goes straight through, simply because the clusters are so large. You see, your blood cell only absorbs 6 micron size.
Okay.
So that's why it goes through. Then you got the dehydration when you get to the cell. Now, back in 2003, Peter Agri won a Nobel Prize for finding out how water got into a cell. Prior to his discovery, scientists used to think it passed through the cell membrane in a process called osmosis.
Right.
He found a channel and he called it the aquaporin channel. And it's that small, it takes one molecule of water at a time. So it's single file into the cell.
Right.
So you get H2O there, number one, it has to be energized enough to leave the cell and it has to be converted to H3O2. So that's why people walking around, they're all dehydrated and they don't realize.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so many. Sorry, go.
Yeah, when you drink a litre and a half of our water, H3O2, it's every cell in your body in 26 minutes.
Wow. There's so many people at the moment I'm finding who are massively dehydrated, but they're drinking a lot of water. I'm like, what are you drinking? They're like puree water or this. And it's like, that's dead water. Like that's why you might as well be drinking 10 liters to be absorbing 2. So this is really timely. And our bodies are actually in a process right now where everyone's kind of detoxing all the time because there's so much metals and things floating around in the sky because of geoengineering programs that are going on that the body's constantly trying to get aluminium out. You know, we're finding people are quite deficient in magnesium because every time you absorb aluminium, your body uses 8 parts of magnesium to get rid of it. So to get in the hydration is a number one thing for allowing the body to start rebalancing itself. If you're dehydrated, you can imagine the cells of your body, they're getting smaller, they're getting shriveled up, and it's not allowing things to come out. So what it's doing, it's lubricating the detoxification channels and allowing things to flow in and flow out the way it should be. So this is great technology. So basically, it doesn't use power. This goes on the house, on the mains of the house, and structures the whole entire house. So every part of the house, the garden, everything, and never needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Very easy to put on, Nate. And if you move, you can take it with you. So you've got perfect water for the rest of your life.
Right. So what I did, I got that device, and I put the two Bunnings fittings in the back. So it's just like a hose. So you can click a garden hose on the end. So you can unclick it if you want. Or you can just basically get a plumber, and they'll just cut a small piece out of the mains near your water pipe, and then they'll just put it on there, and that's on for good. So I've kind of recommended people they should have one for their house and then have a portable one. So get one of them, put the fittings on it, and wherever you go, they're only this big. You can put it in the car, put it in your bag when you go camping, and you can plug it in. If you're renting, you can plug it in. If you go overseas, you can use it. Now, they also did some tests on E. coli. Was that right? Around the area somewhere I'm living, and they basically tested it and used it before and after. What was the process for that, Bernie?
Yeah, there was a group living out that's called Belle Park, just inland from Noosa. Okay. And they had E. coli in the tank, and they already knew that. And when they brought one of these, they got a sample of the tank water and also a sample of the tank water that had been run through this. And they sent them both to the lab. And the tank water still had E. coli in it. The one that had ran through this, it was all gone. There was nothing in the water. So it kills anaerobic bacteria and anything in fluid. Well, you don't have to worry. It's taken care of. Excellent. And we had some blood test samples done with Dr. Hadley in Brisbane, and I'll show you those. You can put them up on the screen later. But he's a 47-year-old type 2 diabetic, and as you can see, all the blood cells are clustered like tide water, because when you think about it, our blood's, over 90% water.
Right.
So it's not working. It's not picking up oxygen for him. It's not going through the body for him. They gave him 1.5 litres of our water, and an hour after the water, have a look at that. They're all unclustered, and now it's working for him.
Excellent.
I've done a lot of case studies with diabetics when I first created this system with plus an alkaline machine, of course, because you need energy, structure, and alkalinity. And every single diabetic, after 2 weeks, their levels weren't spiking any as out of range as much.
Wow.
And they kept on improving back to the point where it was hardly noticeable. So your blood's your river of life. And when you've got live water in there, and the other thing, water holds its energy and transfers it to your cells. So once you drink this for about a month, you just feel more energetic. And you could, you're a testimonial to that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I don't even really need my reverse osmosis anymore. I don't really use that. So that was the thing. I just, I had two setups, but now I started showering it, started drinking it, testing it. Now, okay, one more thing we haven't touched on as well is also the negative charge of water, which is really important. This tap water and bottled water and things like that usually come out at a positive charge at like 300, 350, around that rate, isn't it? And would you want to explain to people what having a negative charge means and what charge this system does hold after it's gone through it?
Yeah, that's called ORP. It's almost like a reverse alkalinity test, really.
Right.
If you're positive, let's look at alkalinity. 7's neutral.
Yep.
Anything below 7 pH creates oxidation in your body. So your blood has to stay between 7.35 and 7.43 to be alive. Now, if you're very acidic all the time, the brain's ringing up the pancreas and saying, I need some bicarbonates for the blood to keep you alive. Now, if you keep robbing Peter to pay Paul, one day you pay the piper. So, the Water Institute of Japan, they actually prove that the beneficial pH range for humans with water is between 8.5 and 9.5.
Right.
And the reason for that is, can you breathe in anywhere on the planet today without breathing in car fumes?
No.
Some sort of pollution? Well, that has to be neutral.
Yeah.
Then you've got stress, soda drinks, processed foods, alcohol and so on. That all creates oxidation in your body. Mm. So it all has to be neutralized. So it's all about balancing electrons.
Yep.
When you look at the pH range, it's the measure of negative ions in the hydrogen molecule or electrons. So when you've got spare electrons and they come in contact with an oxidated molecule in your body, the oxidated molecule draws across the electrons like a magnet. Now it's neutralized, the body can deal with it.
Right.
But until it's neutralized, they become free radicals and so on, and that causes a lot of damage in your body.
Exactly. Yeah, well, the free radicals is the start of cellular damage. So that's the water going around, and everything in the body uses power and ATP, and basically it's an offshoot of energy production. Everything that happens in our body has like a waste. So whether it's creating new cells, where it's getting rid of cells, whatever it's doing, there's a waste byproduct, and that's supposed to be cleaned up by the lymphatic system and also the liquid fluid which is around the cells, which is the lymph. And then if we don't have free radicals, sorry, if we don't have antioxidants which clean up the free radicals, we have an overarching amount of free radicals which turn into acidification, that turns into inflammation, and then from inflammation we have dis-ease or discomfort, which will be, you know, a physical symptom, the arthritis, the osteoporosis, a breakdown of cells, a breakdown of liver, kidneys, all parts of the body start breaking down on a cellular level. So that's why structured water and foundational health products is the key to all health. Rather than putting a Band-Aid on something that's 10 steps down the line, we focus on water, structure, and foundational health, which is cells, DNA, and lymphatic system, lymphatic drainage. And earlier you were talking about the blood. I've looked under a dark field microscope. Quite a few people had cancer, trying to get my head around it, you know, 5 years ago, working out what's the difference between cancer people, normal people. I've put urine underneath the test. I've put and water. And what it looks like when someone has cancer, it looks like a bunch of like 20 cent coins all linked up like this in a long snake. And usually there's a white blood cell which is cruising around, and it's supposed to go in between the cells and clean the cells up. But when you have blood that's not alkaline, well, not alkaline, but when you have a body which is not in an alkalized state, these things are all linked up, so I can't get around and actually clean it. But once you start getting the body into an alkaline state, all the blood cells replace themselves and they move around. More white blood cells appear to clean up the red. And what they're actually doing, if you zoom in further, these little white blood cells, they're actually electrocuting bacteria and material. So if you zoom right in further, you can see it's going zzz, 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 zzz. And that's actually electric charge. So our body works on electricity, it works on meridian flow, and it works on cellular health and cellular regeneration. So that's what's happening at the core of it. It's actually electrocuting. And when you don't have the body flowing, when you don't have the body in balance, that electric flow slows down. And that's the chi energy. That's the vital life force. That's what all these practices, these yogis, these Chinese masters who have known about this for thousands of years, they're already onto that. They're onto electrical flow. They're onto these things, grounding, earthing, getting out, getting into the sun, getting that body charging, using your muscles. It creates charge and flow in the body. So what is the negative charge of this water? What's it come up on the ORP?
Look, off the top of my head, I think it was minus around 250.
Wow, great.
And just on another subject, you remind me of there a moment ago, a scientist called Bruce Ames, and people my age would remember him because he was responsible for letting the monkeys out of the laboratories. He worked out how to do experiments in test tubes. This is way back in the 60s, I think it was.
Right.
But in his research, he counted how many times a cell in your body expended energy, and he called it an oxidated hit. And he estimated that every cell in your body, not just your muscles, but every single cell in your body goes through over 10,000 oxidated hits per day.
Wow.
So that's using up your electrons. Now, when they're not neutralized, of course, they develop into free radicals, which is just covered very well. Now, just to elaborate on that, imagine a small bottle of water. is the scale for 1 million, 0 to 1 million. Now imagine you put that beside a 300-metre building like the Q1 down the Gold Coast, 300 metres high. That's the difference between a million and a billion.
Right.
Now imagine 1,000 Q1 buildings on top of each other. That's the difference between a million and a trillion. Now imagine 73 rows of Q1 buildings, 1,000 high. That's how many cells you got in your body.
Far out.
Now multiply that by 10,000 oxidated hits per cell, and that's a lot of zeros. About the same as in your bank account, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish.
So that's why you need 8.5, 9.5 alkaline water to neutralise it. And I don't believe there's enough antioxidants in food alone today, right, simply because hundreds of years ago, rain was alkaline. Today, it's very acidic.
Right.
So do fruit, veggies and nuts today have sufficient antioxidants? I don't believe so. That's why you need alkaline water.
Yeah, wow. It's exactly right. And a lot of it's been washed out to the ocean. We have cows, which are in the rivers now. You know, they're shitting in the rivers, destroying the rivers, which is creating this degeneration of the landscape. We've got lots of rain. And what we have irrigation here on Earth. We're irrigating water so it runs straight off the land into the river and goes out. Where smart countries and smart cultures, they have swales and they capture all this water and it hangs and it stays in there, it stays moist. And when it rains, they have this spillover method, which the water keeps getting captured and they can capture storms, you know, giant storms. So we've gone backwards in the way we're irrigating. The animal agriculture in Australia and around the world is decimating the planet. And then not only are we getting food, which is one, sprayed with pesticides, two, even organic food, it's lacking, I think they're saying 90 times the amount of minerals it had from 1950, I think the studies are saying, like something ridiculous like that. We've gone down so much. So you need to eat like 12 carrots now, as opposed to one before. You need to eat, it was like, you know, 40 times broccoli to how it was before. So any way we can get minerals and nutrients in and upgrade our vessel, we're staying on top. Now, pH means potential hydrogen. So when you have a higher pH, the scale kind of goes up in zeros and tens and hundreds. Like, I know the scale of pH goes up by incrementally much higher. So the pH 8.1 to 8.2 is not one unit. It's like 10 or something.
It's 100 times.
100 times, right. So the difference between 7 to 9 is humongous. You know, we're talking thousands of times of an increase. So to get that alkalinity up with structured water, that's going to be very, very beneficial for your health. And people just with water and these systems are turning around a lot of eczema, psoriasis, gut problems especially. It really seems to be working on people with gut problems and gut health. So that's something to really look forward to. And also to feel good about showering in too. You know, every time you're in there, you're feeling good about being in a shower and having a nice relaxing shower rather than like, a Nazi concentration.
Exactly. Nate, there's a byproduct of digestion in the large intestine is five liquids or gases, and right, one's ammonia, so you can imagine what that's doing inside your body.
Mm.
And the other four I can't pronounce, they're letters about, you know, make up words this long.
One's definitely methane.
Yeah, that'd be it. But that has to be neutralised. And that's the beauty of drinking 8.5, 9.5 structured water. It just cleans your body out and you just feel so good because of it.
Mm, amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
And the thing is too, I deliver water to some people before they get a system on. They drink the bottled water. And a lady at Castaways Beach up here, she had two big Great Dane dogs.
Mm.
And she gave them our water, and after a couple of months, she rang me. I was actually in Brisbane, and I couldn't get to her. It was the middle of summer, very hot. She said, I forgot to order the water, and the dogs won't drink my filtered water anymore. Serious?
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't get there till the next morning, and the dogs hadn't had any water since the night before, like a whole day and two nights. No water, and as soon as my water got there, they just lunk into it.
It's funny, because I have a full testimonial exactly like that. I've got a big white fluffy Samoyed. I think everyone on the internet knows my dog, not me. And we'll go out, do a massive walk down the beach for an hour and a half. And he's just looking at me. And I know he's so thirsty. And I go to the tap at the beach and I turn it on. He literally walks up, goes, puts his nose to it and pulls away. And then he'll come home and I'll put this, you know, a liter and a half, and he'll just stand there drinking. Then he'll lay down because he's so tired with his head in the bowl and drinking the water. So I've got the same issue where, he only wants like absolutely minimum, like, you know, structured water. So I've kind of shot myself in the foot.
Exactly. Young kids are the same, two children, mate. You can't fool them. They all love the water. And I had a mate, he's young fella's only four, and he got cancer of the jaw and went through his liver and so on. And look, honestly, he shouldn't have been here with us today except for the water. And his dad, Craig, he admitted, he said, "Bernie, without your water," he said, "we wouldn't have him today." Mm. And all he drinks now is our water. He doesn't drink juice or nothing like that, no lolly water.
Yep.
And he's the healthiest looking kid on the planet.
Yeah, well. What I find with the water, Bernie, is if you have like filtered water or tap water, like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have your first drink, it goes down, it hurts almost. It's like really rough in the throat and the esophagus. And I feel like the body's almost saying no. With this water now, I wake up and I drink and it goes down like silk. I don't know what it is, but it's different in the body and it goes down. I don't get that kind of weird feeling when tap water goes down. So there's quite a few like obvious testimonials and obvious things that I have noticed. And I even had some crap coming out of my tap because there must have been build up inside the tanks of my bus, or there must be some stuff inside the pipes. But I've had to actually undo the little gauze, which is under the tap, because bits and pieces are starting to come off the tap. So it's actually got some of the rubbish out of the actual pipes. And that's come out as well. So I think I've actually got cleaner pipes now.
Yeah, be dissolving the calcium.
Okay, calcium, right. And I think you're saying also when you have the calcium dissolve, for people out there who have the electric water systems, what it does, it actually breaks the calcium off the heating element, same within a kettle. So what it does, that hot water will heat up faster and it will actually lower your power bills a little bit too.
Yes, of course. Mate, that reminds me, when I first put this on at home about 10 years ago, just after I invented it, my wife Debbie had four ladies around and she made them a cup of tea, and I happened to walk out to have a drink of water, and one of them picked up the tea and she went, and her eyes wide open, she looked at it and she said, what tea brand's that, Deb? And she said, it's the same. It's water. It brings out all your flavours. You're not boiling chlorine and crap. You're boiling a waterfall.
Exactly. So this will be perfect for people who own gyms, because all those people are drinking that contaminated water. Like, people are becoming conscious now and they're like, they want water filters in the gym. You know, they want good bottled water, things like that. So someone who owns a gym, or people who own like coffee shops, nurseries and places like that, this is going to be a game changer, because everyone wants to have the best coffee. They're like the perfect coffee, the perfect roast, the way they do it. But if you've got tap water, and most coffee machines have this little tiny filter which does nothing, it doesn't do anything. So it's going through this terrible filter and that's ripping apart the energy of the water. So then the coffee is never going to taste good. If you get a home edge and put it on your shop, people are going to be able to fill up water and you know you're doing them a service. You're not poisoning off your customers. Your coffee is going to taste better. And then anything you water in the garden, anything in your house is going to grow faster. The water's structured, the soil is going to be better, and the plants are going to be higher and richer in minerals and nutrients also. So it's pretty crazy. And the fact that this isn't out there massively shows me is that there's an issue here. There's companies, there's people out there who don't want this to come out, because what it's going to do, it's going to block companies like water filter companies who get to sell all these filters and replace them every year over and over again. There's big business in water filtration. And that, to me, is one of the reasons why I do a lot of research on the agenda behind things. Why are we putting industrial waste in the tap water? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? It's because this system doesn't want a race of healthy people. They don't want a bunch of people who are connected to their higher self, who are connected to all things, because then we're going to have decision makers. We're going to have kids and families growing up going, I don't want to eat that food anymore. I don't want to buy those products anymore. They're going to watch the news and they're going to see through the lies. They're going to see through all the agendas that are playing out. And that's what the system doesn't want. They're trying to slowly keep us down, keep us suppressed. So that's, to me, is like interesting that this really replaces everything. And yet it's like, it's kind of, it's just there, you know, people who are in the know are knowing about it, but there's no like big, massive companies doing it. They just want to sell their products. They want you to come back over and over again. Here, have another filter. Hey, put a polishing thing on, put this on there. We'll replace them for the next 50 years. It's great business. Is that, do you reckon that's kind of happening, Bernie, with these systems?
Exactly. Spot on, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause yeah.
On coffee, a friend of mine, it's a bit hard to talk people into something new they don't understand.
Right.
But a mate of mine up at Pregeon Beach put one on his shop. So the whole shop's like it. And his clientele has grown to the point where he's two or three times busier than any other coffee shop at the beach.
Interesting.
Interesting. All his stuff tastes better. His coffee tastes better. He even has it on tap. You know when you go into a restaurant and they give you a bottle of water?
Yep.
And you take a mouthful and you race outside and spit it into the plant?
Yeah, right.
Well, I had another friend at Noosa, and she used to fill her bottles with our water.
Right.
And she had nice blue bottles and put them on the table. And she told me one Friday night, she refilled 35 bottles of water for the tables and only sold 3 bottles of wine.
Wow. Yeah, right. And nobody knows.
Yeah. I actually overheard people down the street talking about, oh, you got to go and to the, it was called the Jellyfish. You got to go to the Jellyfish and the water's amazing.
So, and the body knows. That's the thing. The body really does know. People might not understand that there's a pH perfect structuring device on there, but they know that there's something really good about the water. You know, that they just somehow like taste it and drink it, and you want to drink more. The body wants to drink more. When it's dehydrated and there's only tap water available, it's like, right, you need to drink this because we're not doing well, but it's not really conducive to what we want, you know, and it does try and tell you. And when you do get healthier, when you do become connected to your inner knowing and that intuition, water like this actually is breaking off calcification in the pineal gland. And people don't realize there's a couple of things that are attracted to the pineal gland and the piezoelectric nanocrystals and things that are in our minds. We have a calcite and a fluorite crystal, which are inside the pineal gland. And what happens is when you have, a barbecue lighter, have you seen those barbecue lighters where it's got basically a clicker on top?
Yeah.
What that's doing, there's a quartz crystal in there. People don't realize that all electronic devices use quartz crystal because they transfer energy and information. And that's what happens. You're basically pushing down the top and that's pressurizing that quartz crystal, which creates an electric charge, which then gets run around a coil, which comes out into a spark. So that's how that spark's being created. And what's happening in the pineal gland here, there's a muscle and that muscle flexes. And DMT and products like that actually flex the pineal gland, which flexes these two crystals, which creates that the DMT release. And that is basically the connection to higher things. So when we meditate, that's flexing. So we're getting into a state which is sending signals to it. So when you have calcium, which is drinking cow's milk and things like that, and when you have fluoride, guess what's attracted to the calcite and the fluorite crystal? Fluoride and calcium. So that's calcifying these two parts of our brain, which is then disconnecting us from feeling grounded, from feeling earth, from feeling relaxed, from feeling that sense of God-like intelligence which comes through. So drinking structured water is actually doing the opposite thing. It's getting rid of the calcification. It's allowing the body to remove these contaminants, which once again is what the system doesn't want. Think about what's illegal in the world and what's legal. You can basically go buy alcohol. You can go have cigarettes. You can do all these things. You can get your hands on recreational drugs quite easily because our government is bringing it into the country. But when you're trying to get onto any sort of thing which is mind-altering, which will create an awakening, that's highly illegal. Ayahuasca, mushrooms, things like that that are there to awaken our consciousness. These are the things that are heavily regulated because they don't want human beings busting through the layers of programming. They don't want people understanding and seeing that we've been fed lies to do with history, the financial system, the medical system. You know, we could go on for hours about what's been done. So for me, the best thing to do is to have healthy people, because healthy people are going to make healthy decisions. And if I can get people to regenerate their health and their family and their friends around them, all it takes is one of these little devices to be on someone's house. Your friends are going to come over, they're going to drink the water, and they're going to go, what's the deal with that water? Why does it taste so good? then they're going to get one. And that's how this product's been selling. It's a word of mouth product. It hasn't been pushed out there mainstream. It literally just sells through friends and family and people like that. So what I want to do today with this video is get it out to you guys. If you guys are distributors, if you guys are healers, you have pubs, coffee shops, gyms, get these devices on your gym and get people this good water. I mean, especially pubs. If you've ever drank a water out of that force that they have there, that water honestly tastes like it came out of the toilet. It's terrible. And so many people are drinking water in the pub because they're dehydrated. And realistically, you only need one or two of them. I mean, if there's one mains, you need one of these devices and you're sorting out that whole entire pub forever for good. And they're cheap. They're around $500, guys. These ionizers that are being sold at the moment, they're being pushed everywhere through the multi-marketing campaign where you make thousands of dollars for a sale. That's why these things are selling so well, because people are making $3,500 per one sale. Okay, that's not conducive to people's health, because these people are going to have to work for so long to pay off these bills. You only need one, and that will do the shower, that will do the hose, that will do your sink in every part of the whole entire house, and it never needs to be replaced. It doesn't need electricity, so it's just using pressure. You can put it on your motorhome, you can put it on your caravan, you can put it after your tank water. And if you have a farm and you are irrigating, there is a big irrigation one which you can put on, which will structure your water, which the cows are drinking. They're going to absorb water better. So when you're selling your cows, not that I'm into animal agriculture or anything like that, but the cows will be more hydrated, which means they'll weigh more. When you're absorbing more water, your body weighs more because you have more liquid in the body. The ground is going to benefit from it, and all the things that you're watering are going to grow better. So this, for farmers, is such a cheap way to create higher yields, but also healthier, better food and better soil quality.
Yeah. And Nate, it's been proven that structured water in the ground doesn't let the plant absorb any nutrients that are no good. It just releases the good stuff for the plant.
Right, okay, it releases the good stuff.
Yeah, and that's why they thrive. And usually it's about a 30% a speed up in growth.
That's huge. I mean, we're at a point now where we're in drought and we've got a food shortage worldwide. Like 30% is so big. I've got a car that runs on hydrogen, you know, and it's 30%. Let's think about if every single car in the world was just using 30% less fuel, how much pressure that will take off the system. So that's an amazing figure for farmers out there who will be watching this video, or people who are doing their own gardening and planting at home. Now, is there anything else you think we need to touch on? Because I'm just trying to think what else we could go into on the lines of this water. And also, we didn't really talk about the memory of water, which is Dr. Emoto's water crystals and the memory in there, which is being passed on too.
Well, when you structure water, it basically neutralizes memory that's not required.
Right.
So, like, for example, town water, and you touched on it earlier, it's got the memory of toxins and so on. Well, that's all neutralized. So it's brand new memory. And it's pretty amazing, actually. At the warehouse where I produce the water, I can't have anyone in there that's like negative or angry.
Right.
And I employed a chap once, and he's absolutely a great guy, but he was training his son, and he was a very, very good boxer.
Right.
So all his inner thoughts were aggression.
Right.
And that came out in the water, and people were saying to me, what have you done to the water, Bernie? It's not the same.
Mm, wow.
And that's because it's looking for new memory.
Mm.
Yeah.
So doctor, for most people out there will know this, but Dr. Emoto is a scientist who, he did these tests with rice and also water, and they had all these different waters sitting there. And what he did, he had Buddhist monks pray and bless the water. And then he had people say, I hate you, I hope you get cancer, all these different types of music. And then they go in with this microscope and show the water crystal. And the water crystal, which was blessed with love and had positivity, looked like a beautiful mosaic snowflake. Absolutely beautiful. Like it was, what's the word?
Like an old-fashioned doily that your grandmother used to crochet.
Yes.
Nice design like that.
Yeah, like sacred geometry almost. And then the water, which had the negativity and things like that, it looked like a vein with a few lines, and it looked sick and it looked unwell. And that's basically, the water is what's in our cells. So you've got to be very thoughtful and mindful of how you think of yourself. And when you start drinking good water, One thing I know is that every time I drink the water, I know it's benefiting my health. So mentally, every time I have it, I'm not caught in that thing where I'm drinking tap water and I'm getting upset at myself because it's not good for you. So mentally, on a non-physical level, it's a really, really good thing to be spending money on yourself and getting rid of all the processes in your house and in your life that degenerate you and make you feel not well. So when you're watering the garden, you're like, all right, this is great for the garden. Your positive thoughts are going through the water and that water's structured, and then the garden's going to grow better. And when you're in the garden, the soil and the roots releases little proteids. And when you walk through there, they go into the bottom of your feet and they make you feel good. So your garden is basically saying, come garden with me, pull out some weeds, hang out with me. Everything wants to be connected to human beings. Everything wants to be connected and part of the bigger picture. So once we get into that realm, the quantum realm, where we're all just energy. You know, so what we're putting out is what we're getting back. If we're drinking good water, we're going to be upgrading our body. If we're drinking negatively charged water, which is the POI meeting, that is going to be cleaning up the free radicals, and it's going to be helping with oxidative stress, which is a beautiful thing to be doing. Just by drinking, you're doing a positive thing for your water. So even if you're not eating good food at the time, you've still got a positive going on here all day long with your water consumption. Now, the last thing I want to ask, Bernie, is sometimes bore water and plate. I've driven around Australia like 3 times on expeditions. We do the big 4 driving stuff up to Cape York. Some of the water up there is absolutely horrendous, especially around places like Weipa, where they've got the mining. I've never tasted water so incredibly bad in my life. I jumped into the shower and I just smelt it. I was like, I'm just going to wait for the next few days and I'll go shower in the creek. But some of the bore water, it smells like shit and it tastes really awful. Would it be worthwhile having like a sediment filter just for the taste? Because does structured water get rid of the taste, or is it just the actual contaminants and upgrading the water itself?
Yeah, that's a great question. In the caravans, the Gary in Australia, they have a little alkaline filter that has a carbon section in it.
Okay.
So that makes you perfect water. The only thing it doesn't do is take away the colouring.
Right.
So it makes a nice clear water with no smell or taste. So it's just like that silky taste you said. So
right.
It doesn't matter what you start with. The only thing you can't start with is salt water, of course. But any other, it'll clean it up like a brand new waterfall.
Okay.
Just a couple of scientific facts for the listeners.
Yeah.
The flow of water around your body every 24 hours is equal to somewhere between 7 and 10,000 litres. That's like a small swimming pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, if you ask the good physicist what you're made of, he'll tell you if you take away your bones, your cells are 99% water and 1% dirt. And people focus on 1% to try and get healthy.
Right.
Focus on the 99 and see what happens.
Totally, dude. Wow. I didn't know that about the flow of water. That's incredible. So would you put the alkaline filter... So it's okay to have a sediment filter after the structuring unit. Is it unstructuring it, or is it still structured and it flows through?
No, that's the only thing you couldn't have is a reverse osmosis. They belong in the tip, mate. They just kill your water molecule. You got no energy or nothing. And water will always try and improve itself by attracting minerals and so on. So if anyone's drinking reverse osmosis all the time, it's ripping valuable minerals out of your body.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you need to be, if you were drinking reverse osmosis, you would need to be putting a structuring unit after it and putting minerals back in. So,
I wouldn't go as far as keeping a reverse osmosis. I'd get rid of them, because once you understand water, water's almost sacred to Earth and the body.
It is sacred.
And by killing it and trying bringing it back to life, it's defeating the purpose.
Right.
When you run it through that, you got no more problems.
Okay, cool.
The only problem you got is the colour of the water.
Yep.
That might be, and you know, out west it's got that, like out near Cunnamulla and those places, it's very yellow, and is it a sulfury taste?
Yeah, it's something out of the rocks, yep.
Yeah, well, your carbon filter will clean that taste up, plus your colour.
Yep.
And that's got your perfect water.
Okay.
And don't forget your alkalinity, folks, because you need energy, structure, and alkalinity for perfect water.
All three of them. Yeah, so people out there, guys, these devices are on my website, www.innateawareness.com. Go into the shop there. And I have got these special alkaline cartridges. A guy that I've been working with, he's been doing water for 27 years. selling some very good filters for that time frame. And he was onto alkaline water, 15 years ago, and created some really amazing machines. He replicated the the magnesium water at Tarrant Point there. What's it called? That water that people were curing themselves with, it had a high alkalinity and a bit of magnesium in it. So he's really onto it. And he's created these alkaline cartridges, custom ones, which basically use an all-natural substance to keep your water alkaline. So they will be on the website also. And I'll set up a package where there'll be a carbon filter and then your structuring unit and the alkalinity at the end. So you can have the whole thing, and or you can put it on your house and then just have the alkalinity under your sink. There's a lot of methods we can do. I've got a couple of people now who are going to be installing them. So it's pretty simple. Like any handyman will be able to install this. And then once it's on for good. That's the thing. Once it's on there, it is on. And best thing you can do, which what I did, I filled up a jug of water beforehand, and then I put the system on my motorhome. Then I filled up the other one after. I tasted it. I tried that. I looked at them and compared the difference, and it was blatantly obvious. And what I want to do is get products out to people where it's going to make them healthy quick. And I don't want to be selling things that cost so much money that you need to take out a loan to get it. There's a lot of systems out there at the moment that are on the market, which it structures water, but only for, half an hour. And it's using electricity. So it's kind of, the electricity is creating a charge, and that's not how it's done in nature. It's not done using electricity, force feeding electricity in there. That's actually separating the water molecule and creating different energy also. So be wary of devices out there. You'll know when you drink this water. And like I said, the price, they're under $500, and that's for good. There's other structuring units I've seen in America that were like $3,000 US, and they're not even the same as this. I don't think they're as good. So that's showing you how well priced this is. And for people overseas, just give us a message beforehand so we can work out what the shipping is going to be. We are in Australia, and Australia is the bottom end of the earth, where no matter where you're trying to send something, it's annoying. We're so far away from everyone. So just add in $50 to $100 for postage. That's Australian, which will be less for most people because, once again, our currency is not that great either. Oh, we've got it so good here in Australia. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Bernie, and dispelling some of these myths. And is there anything else you want to chuck in there? Have a go and put it out there.
One final point, mate.
Yeah.
It just reminded me, I have a lot of customers that come and they go, oh, I'm drinking such and such spring water.
Right.
Now, that sounds good. And it's like vaccination. It's a nice word, but is it doing any benefit? Right? Now, if someone's found a spring and they bottle it, it's been sitting underground. It can be up for a couple of 100,000 years or whatever. It's been underground just sitting there.
Yep.
It hasn't tumbled over rocks yet, and it goes straight into a bottle. It might taste okay, but here's the test. When you go home, put it in your little ice tray and measure it nice and level at the top.
Right.
If it rises, you've got dead water.
If it rises, right. Yeah,
because H2O, when it's frozen, becomes H3O2. When it melts, it brings back the H2O.
Okay.
That's and I've really told customers that. I said, go home and freeze your water. If it rises, come back and see me. And they do.
Right.
They're drinking dead water. They think it's great, but it's dead water. When you freeze that water, the level doesn't change. H3O2.
Right. That's great. What we need to do is get a rock fitting and click it onto the rock, so the spring water comes out and goes through the structuring device. Now, I've done a tea test also because of the microcrust of water, which is water which is separated, and I put two tea bags in the water, and the tap water, the tea, you put them in the same time, and you got this, and the tap water, basically, it doesn't absorb, and the other one, it starts becoming brown quite quickly all around the cup. So that was a really good test for me to see also visually and show people the difference between microcrust of water. And then if you have alkaline water, it does it even quicker. So there is three phases to water, guys. There's structure, there's memory, there's alkalinity, and there's also minerals and nutrients. A really important thing too, if you can be adding in extra minerals and nutrients, that's going to be beneficial for your health. And I also have a product which I would recommend adding with this. And it's Oro Minerals and a few other things. And you can jump on the website. I've done videos. You can look at it there and check it out. So Thank you very much, Bernie, for creating an amazing product, which I hope I can get out there for you and we can get it on the global scene and get people using these. And my dream before you go is I think about the big giant Sydney water pipes. They're, you know, probably 3 meters in diameter. I just imagine a big water structuring thing like this on a massive scale where the water going through the country is structured. You know, I mean, we wouldn't need to be putting industrial waste in then, even though we know why it's going in there. But imagine that. Each town has one big device. The water comes through, it gets structured, and all the town water, all the irrigation water. Yeah. Well, I'm a big picture guy, you know. I'm always pushing the boundaries.
The only thing is, when you force water through a pipe under pressure, remember it loses its energy. So if it, most houses in the world, unless you've got a great big farm, it'll hold its structure for at least 100 metres.
Excellent, wow.
And then you go back. And just on structured water, remember we're talking about the big clusters in town water.
Yes.
When you structure water, it's still clustered, but the molecules are only 5 or 6 clusters at a time.
Okay.
And a water molecule doesn't stay in one cluster, it jumps from cluster to cluster.
Right.
Scientists have worked out that a single water molecule can visit 1,000 clusters in a millisecond. The beauty of water.
Wow. They're so intelligent, so sacred.
Yeah.
Water is life. Amazing.
Mate, I'll go and get that thing for you.
Yes.
I'll be back in a sec.
Yeah, cool. Yep.
Can you see that all right?
Yeah, wow, okay. So that's the, is that beforehand or after?
That's the 47-year-old type 2 diabetic.
Right, yes.
Before he drank the water. And all the volunteers have been fasting for 8 hours, so you can see what happened. Now, that's before.
Yep.
And that's 1 hour after.
Incredible. That's what the blood cells look like under the microscope when I was looking at a dark field microscope. Wow.
Now, most diabetics and so on, people that are unhealthy, their blood looks like that.
Right.
But drink out live water, live alkaline water, and that's what you end up with.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Amazing.
And Dr. Hadley in Brisbane done those for us.
Right, so for people out there, Dr. Hadley, and they should look into, is it Jared Pollock?
Yeah, Jared Pollock, he wrote a book called The Fourth Phase of Water.
Right, yep.
An absolutely brilliant book. I'll just skip that for you. That's it there.
Fourth Phase of Water, amazing.
Fourth Phase of Water. Explains in there H3O2 very, very well. So if you've got any doubts, have a read on that.
That's why I thought I'd put it up there because, like I said, people are getting onto just normal water and it's like we've got to understand it and to see all his research. And there's a couple of videos and stuff on YouTube, which is pretty incredible about the water also. So thanks heaps for coming on, Bernie. I really appreciate it. Look forward to working with you in the future and maybe we can get on tour and do some stuff because this is exactly what the world needs. This is a real hit to the system and a beautiful, cheap way for people to sort out their whole entire house. So jump on the website, guys, innateawareness.com. We'll send them out to you. We'll get them globally all over the place. If you want to be a distributor, just contact us and we can send you them in bulk or we can work out a way to get it happening. But yeah, get it on your house, give it a try, and you'll see for yourself. I'm using it. My parents bought one a few weeks ago for their motorhome. They got a new caravan. And I've already got a whole bunch of people who have been waiting for me to do this video so I can get a few more out there. So great stuff, great work, and I'll speak to you shortly.
Straight into the center of a world in fear, trusting in the heart and the way be clear. Sacred life come a holding near. Sound waves ripple to the far and the near. Straight into the center of a world in fear, trusting in the heart and the way be clear. Sacred.